by Alan Silverstein in New Jersey. He said, on Tuesday, I sat with our colleague and friend Mauricio Bolter and heard about the horrors of last Shabbat in Be'er Sheva's large and loving Masorati Kehillah. Masorati, as you may know, is the Israeli conservative movement. With no advance notice, rockets hit Be'er Sheva at numerous points during early and late Friday night, early and late Saturday morning, and throughout the afternoon. Mauricio remained with those who were outside the shelter. Mauricio is the rabbi of the Kehillah, of the community, lying face down on the floor with his hands covering his head. Of course, the Bar Mitzvah family canceled their ceremony since guests from other places throughout the country were too afraid to attend. Schools were closed while a fragile truce was negotiated. I could go on, and there are lots of questions to ask about this, but I want to ask a specific question about this situation that faces our sisters and brothers in Eretz Yisrael, which is just this. What kind of people launch rockets at a city Friday night and Saturday morning, knowing that people are going to synagogue? Who does this? And the reason I ask this is because I want to forestall, to cut off one possible answer. And I realized that it was important to speak about this when I saw last week the interview with the former head of the Mossad, Meir Dagan. And he was talking about the president of Iran. And the interviewer said to him, is he rational? And Dagan said, yes, he is rational. And she said, really? He said, yes, it may not be your reason or my reason, but he is rational. And the reason I bring this up is because people who launch rockets at cities or people who build nuclear bombs to destroy cities are not crazy. They're not irrational. That's not what they are. In fact, quite the opposite. If you know somebody who is in some way not really there, somewhat mad, you'll discover that madmen are the most logical people in the world. The difference between you and someone you consider mad is the premises from which you begin. But as Chesterton said, a mad person is not someone who has lost his reason, it's someone who has lost everything but his reason. When you argue with somebody who is evil, you will discover that they're extraordinarily logical. It's just that they don't share your premise. And not only someone who is evil, but someone that you consider in one way or another just crazy. How could they believe these things? Because you see, if you start from the premise that Israel is all occupied land, then everybody who lives there, man, woman, and child, is in a sense a soldier because they're occupying your land. And therefore, they are legitimate targets for your military action. That, by the way, is perfectly logical. Completely logical. There is no flaw in it except that it's crazy. And this idea that craziness at bottom means not lack of logic, but some kind of excess of logic in place of something else, which I'll get to in a moment, this is not only verified by logic, by Torah, but also by neuroscience. Antonio Damasio, who is one of the world's great neuroscientists, did all sorts of experiments with people whose emotional center of the brain had been destroyed. And he discovered that they couldn't make simple decisions because he realized that to reason effectively, humanly, is an emotional as well as a logical operation. We think that we can separate off emotions from logic. And how often in arguments do we say to somebody, I'm just being logical? But in fact, behind that statement, I'm just being logical, is usually a lot of emotion. Because when someone's just being logical, they're always just being logical to get the conclusion they want to get to. No one says, I'm just being logical, and therefore, you're right. It's always, I'm just being logical, so you're wrong. And therefore, you recognize that behind the processes of logic are always emotional premises. Always. We're not machines. We're human beings. And so when you launch a rocket over a border, that's not a logical decision. Any more than it is a logical decision to stay in Beersheba, despite the fact that rockets are being launched at you. The Jewish tradition, as you all know, is a tradition of intellect, of reasoning, of argument, and of logic. That is, after all, what the Talmud is all about. Shakla Vitaria, it's called, which is basically give and take, in other words, argument. You may remember that wonderful scene from Annie Hall where he splits the screen and there's a non-Jewish family that is clinking their glasses and speaking very calmly. And then he shows the Jewish family that he comes from and everybody's grabbing food and arguing and talking about who was taken to the hospital and who's doing what with whom and all this stuff. And you get this sense that there is not a logical difference, but a difference in emotional tenor and warmth. And that's behind all the argument of the Jewish tradition. This morning in the Haftarah, what do we say? What does God say to the Israelites when they build the Mishkan and they're going to build the temple? First, the person who builds the Mishkan, Bezalel, is filled with Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of God. He's not more logical, he's more inspired. And then in the Haftarah, we're told that you need a Lev Chadash and Ruach Chadasha, a new heart and a new spirit. Nobody says you need a new brain, a new logical apparatus, a new means of figuring out what it is that you want. As Pascal said, the heart has reasons that reason doesn't understand. So when I read this and when I heard Dagan, I realized that this is not a function of argument. Even though we argue all the time about the issues about what Israel should do or not do, but realize that at bottom, it's an issue of humanity. That you can't argue someone into decency. That you can't reason them into compassion. There is no logic that will force goodness. So in the Talmud, in a book filled with argument, when the rabbis ask what God wants, you know what they answer? Rachmana libabaye, God wants the heart. What this is, what happened in Beersheba, is not illogical. It's heartless. And that's not the same thing. That's why, when the rabbis ask who is a Jew, they say, Rachmanim b'nei Rachmanim. Jews are compassionate people and the children of compassionate people, and they go on to say that someone who is not compassionate isn't really Jewish. Yes, it's important to be logical and smart and reason and argue. We're full of that in our tradition. But at bottom, Rachmana libabaye, God wants the heart. And if one day the world treats the Jews with heart, we'll respond with logic and with heart, and there will be peace. Shabbat Shalom.